This is Hafsah Rahman with our J-Core audio journal of the week. As we've been editing, we found a lot of funny stories that we really enjoyed. And while we can't include every single one of them in our final episodes, we found a few interesting ones we'd like to share this week. Mahnaz Habib has a funny story about interfaith events at the mosque.
Most of us don't appreciate what a great impact teachers, all educators have. It was wonderful to welcome all of them in the mosque. And the most beautiful thing was to see the children's reactions at their teacher is in their mosque. Their principal is here. And to see them play host.
The kids had invited them, right?
The kids had invited them.
I loved that so much.
They would go around asking, can we bring you something more to eat? Did you get enough? Can I get you something to drink? And the pride with which they did that. It was very heartwarming. But I remember a principal standing up and saying, this is the first time I've been inside a mosque. And if we hadn't had that event that day, perhaps that person may still not have visited a mosque. And it's also interesting that over the years, whenever we have a gathering at the mosque, we know who have been coming before because those are the people who will be wearing the snazziest socks. Because they know that they have to remove their shoes. Shoes are not allowed in the carpeted areas of the mosques. And if you look down and you see the guests who have the brightest, the most interesting socks, you know right away they've been here before.
Yeah, I'm glad I interviewed you. Nobody else would have told me that.
The next story we want to share is from Ayana Kadim. If you're Muslim, you've likely had biryani at some point or know of it at least.
The way you described that was just so beautiful. I want to include that because I think that's part of that nostalgia and that imagery. Your description of the biryani.
Listen, if this interview were about biryani, I could talk about biryani all day.
Well, go for it. I mean, biryani's a Muslim thing.
Listen, I'm an evangelist for biryani. I make it. I used to sell it. Like, I love biryani. I'm a biryani snob and a biryani connoisseur. When I was a teenager, I had one of the sisters in the community make biryani for my birthday.
Tell the people what's biryani, because some people might not know. How did it come into your life?
That's the thing, like growing up in the Muslim community here was so diverse. During the potlucks, we had like South Asian food. We had food from all over the world. So I've grown up on that food. And that's part of my Muslim culture and identity growing up here. Biryani is a rice dish that has layers and depths of spices. And sometimes it's mixed with chicken or beef or lamb, or sometimes it's vegetarian and it's cooked slow and low. Biryani's magic, basically.
This last story we wanted to share this week is from Mariam Mustafi.
We have participated in 3 Habitat for Humanity builds, interfaith builds. We had the president of Habitat for Humanity come here and speak at the governor's prayer breakfast. And he was so impressed by the fact that our interfaith builds actually included people from all different faiths working on teams together. Other models that he had seen, they would call them an interfaith build, but the Christians would work on certain days, the Muslims work on certain days, and the Jewish people or Hindu or whatever other community will work on other days. And I thought, how is that interfaith? He said, exactly. We wrote an interfaith prayer manual so that every day we would begin the day with a prayer from a tradition, one of the building groups. And I can still see the first build and see Rabbi Marks and Dr. Tanizadi in the front of the house hanging siding. And I think the only hammer Dr. Tanizadi had ever picked up was one that you tapped your knee with for reflexes. I teased him afterwards about that. And I don't know that Rabbi Marks had ever picked up any kind of a hammer before. And yet they learned how to hang siding. And that's where they were, the two of them, having a ball, hanging the siding. And that's what it was about.
That's all we wanted to share this week. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the rest of our audio journals and our final product.